Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots.
Hello there.
I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative Christian and common sense point of view. Well, the election is finally over. Thank the dear Lord for that. And Mr. Daniel Cameron has won the Republican primary election for governor. We can only guess right now what the other gubernatorial candidates are thinking.
Though we cannot help but envy him, whoever he is, and we might be tempted to be bitter at our losing, we must remember there are many more important things. Many more important things. Offhand, I can't think of what they are, but I'm sure there must be something.
So what can we learn from election night? Well, several interesting things. First of all, we can talk about money. We look in the third place person with Ms. Kelly Kraft. She spent about $12 million on her campaign. She got 17% of the vote, which means she spent an average of about $351 per vote she earned. That is a tremendous sum of money. In second place was Mr. Ryan Quarles at 22% of the vote, and he spent only $15.22 per vote. A massive, huge difference there. And then in first place, of course, Mr. Daniel Cameron with 48% of the vote, spending an average of $6.92 per vote. Now, we can learn several important things from this. First of all, this bodes very well for Daniel Cameron in the general election. It means he spent the least money and yet was able to get the most votes. Just showing you it is name recognition, which is a huge, massive factor in elections, more so than spending money, is name recognition. And also in Mr. Cameron's favor has to do with the Democratic primary. We haven't been talking about the Democratic primary for some reason. I don't think a lot of liberal Democrats watch Patriot Point. You know, they should probably do them some good, but I don't think they watch. But in the Democratic primary, Andy Beshear won. Everybody knew that he would. He won by 91%. Now, think about this. That means that 9% of Democrats would vote for anybody else other than Andy Beshear. Considering his incredibly slim margin of supposed victory in the last election, that does not bode well for him at all. Something else that does not bode well for Andy and would be very much in Mr. Cameron's favor is just this last year, Kentucky switched from blue to red, where we now have more Republican voters in Kentucky than Democratic voters. So put these things together, and I would imagine Mr. Cameron is feeling very confident and very good going into the general election in November. We'll see what happens. Now, if you think about it, though, only 14% of people voted. 14% voter turnout. The winner only got 48% of the 14%. Now, when you do all the math, and I'll do it for you, that means that Mr. Cameron won with about 6% of Republicans voting for him. That is not a good thing. We often lose some of our best candidates in the primaries because of low voter turnout. So if you watch Patriot Point, chances are you voted in the primary. Good for you. And if you didn't, well, that's bad. I wish you would have voted. Now, let's think about this. Even if Daniel Cameron wins the election in November, a lot of interesting things are going to happen. First of all, who is his running mate right now? If you can't think of it, it's because he doesn't have one. That's right. We voted for this guy with no idea who his running mate is because he has not selected one yet. Under Kentucky law, he doesn't have to select one until after he wins the primary. Now that that's done, who's he going to select? He might select somebody who was in the race. Now, since the third place person, Ms. Kelly Kraft, was incredibly nasty to him, ran a lot of negative ads, I don't think there's any way in the world he's going to select her to be his running mate. And everybody who was fourth place and below, they didn't even get double digits or even close to it, so he's not going to select them, which means he might select the second place person, Mr. Ryan Quarles. He did get 22% of the vote. Or he might select somebody from the state legislature. So we'll look into that, and we got something else to say about that at the end of the program. But if Daniel Cameron becomes governor, then it's widely suspected that Mitch McConnell will resign from the Senate. Now, if he does that under a new Kentucky law, then the Republican Party establishment leadership gets to select three people and the governor will choose the new senator from between those three people. That's right. You don't get to vote. The governor will get to choose between three people that Republican leadership selects. And they were asking Daniel Cameron before if he was going to stay governor. He was asked that during a KET debate about 2 weeks ago. And he dodged that question left and right, refused to answer it. He had given the impression that he was going to stay attorney general for two terms. But he skipped out of that and became governor for candidate. And when they say, hey, are you going to stay the governor? He wouldn't answer that. Chances are he's got his eyes on Mitch McConnell's job. Remember, he used to be Mitch McConnell's lawyer and signed the papers for him to run for office. So these two guys have a long history of being very tight. So if Daniel Cameron becomes governor, Mitch McConnell retires, and Daniel Cameron gets elected to be the new senator, that would mean somebody who you never voted for, the lieutenant governor, would all of a sudden become the governor of the state of Kentucky. So again, that might be Ryan Quarles. That is the most likely person, but not a guarantee. It might be somebody in the legislature. It might be somebody else. And that person is now governor. Now think about this. That person as governor then, they get to appoint the new lieutenant governor, which nobody has voted for at all. So this is going to be very interesting after the election. So who might the new lieutenant governor select? I'm guessing that Daniel Cameron will select Ryan Quarles to be his running mate. I think that'd be the wisest thing. And Ryan played the nice guy, didn't run any negative ads against Mr. Cameron, was hedging his bets. And that might turn out well for him. We'll probably find out in the coming few weeks. So who would he select as his appointed lieutenant governor replacement? Well, I believe it'll come down between two different things. It's either going to be somebody in the state legislature or the Secretary of State, Michael Adams. Oh, yes, it should be very interesting, not only on election night, but what happens within about 6 months afterwards. Well, we got a lot of things that we're going to be looking at in the weeks ahead, the election, some of the other races. That's why I hope you subscribe to Patriot Point. You don't get this kind of news and analysis and heads up anywhere else. So make sure you subscribe. Well, until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.